Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Journey
into
Life.
It's time to learn your real talents. Learn what to focus on, then change your perspective. Regain those divine intentions. Be empowered by what life throws at you. This is a journey back into the light, hosted by Jen Green. Come and discover who you really are and set free your passions.
Hi, and welcome everyone to tonight's show. We are live here from Nashville, Tennessee, and we are coming at you with a great show. So if this is your first time being here on Blog Talk Radio or on Instagram, go ahead and like, subscribe, and follow. We have an amazing show today. Our guest for today is a local Nashvillian.
Yep.
And he has been a part of East Nashville, which is the area that I'm in as well. And you guys are about to have some amazing information as we stretch your brain, stretch your spirit, and find a lot of inner peace. Hey, Jenny, I see you. Hey, Ava. Hi, everyone else in there. So with us on today's show is Master David Stephen, and he's going to tell you a little bit about what he does. And make sure you go ahead and plug in your phone. Go ahead and turn it louder. We're here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as live on Instagram, a Nashville astrologer. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are listening in, you guys can also see us here.
So I think we're live on Facebook as well, right?
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet. We're working.
Technical difficulties.
We're working on it.
But I own Shaolin Concepts, School of Martial Arts in East Nashville, up here at 902 Hart Lane in Englewood. Been studying martial arts my whole life, local, born and raised in Nashville, graduated from Strapper High School, class of 91, go Spartans.
Yeah.
But I absolutely love what I do. My lineage through Master Jin Fung Mark is I'm very, very, very proud of. So primarily focused on self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's step-by-step every day, teaching kids, families, and adults.
You've given a lot to Nashville and a lot to a lot of kids and adults inside the area by not just teaching them how to defend themselves, but you've taught them how to control, literally control their own self.
Mm-hmm.
And when one learns to master their own physical self, their mental self, your life gets a lot more peaceful, a lot more understanding.
Well, what I have noticed over the years, I opened up the school May 6, 2006, but I've been teaching openly since 1993. I've been studying the arts since I was about 8, 9, 10 years old. Actually, my first martial arts school that I trained underneath was at the East Nashville YMCA when I was a kid.
Wow.
Under Craig Mitchell, all right, who was amazing, and an art called Shaolin Do. And one day, that instructor, I think he went another route, and they had a different instructor there. And then later on in years, you know, you start jumping from instructor to instructor. And then I end up in Hendersonville studying Ying Family Style Kung Fu. And through that, I end up meeting a friend who was a practitioner of Southern Praying Mantis Kung Fu, which is a very rare art. The full name of that art is called Kwong Sai Ju Glum Tong Long Pai. But what I have noticed over recent years, like you said about the control and self-discipline,
mm-hmm.
is that we literally, like a lot of the schools around that I've noticed, are like primarily going kid-oriented, but it's really more glorified babysitting than anything else. And I think the lack, whether it be kids or adults, we live in a society that's no longer in control of themselves.
Yes.
They spend all of their time trying to control somebody else. Like, don't do that because it offends me. And you need to quit doing that. You need to not look that way. You need to not say that. I mean, it's hard to even watch a television show because somebody's getting pulled because they made a joke or did the wrong thing that somebody didn't like and he gets pulled. I'm like, I shouldn't even watch a series anymore.
Right.
But you can't even hurt my feelings. That self-control means I don't give my power away. I'm not going to give you the power. If you anger me, you control me. So if we get back to self-discipline and controlling oneself, then you live a life. How can you be offended when you're too busy living
exactly.
in this moment?
Yes, yes, and that's absolutely one of the practices that I share is to live in the moment,
mm-hmm.
to live in the moment of the present moment so you can truly be happy because it's in ancient times, I think since the beginning of time, they've looked for secrets of happiness, and it's within. It's inside the moment. So we are here live in Nashville, coming at you live with Master Stevens, and we also have some callers that are already called in, so we're also going to give advice. So if this is your first time.
Oh, sure. Love to.
Yeah, so if this is your first time, go ahead and like, subscribe, follow, share. This is definitely going to be a universal message. And this this man that is sitting next to me, is, I'm very honored because he is a
seventh
martial artist. And that in itself is absolutely phenomenal because there's so much learning and it's so much discipline. So we're going to go ahead and we got to do our first commercial. So here's our first commercial.
What if it was finally your time? Your time to break free from the patterns that have held you back and kept you from living the life of your dreams. What if you could experience the healing and the guidance and the direction to find your purpose to live the most fulfilled life possible? Well, it can be your time. Tune in Thursday nights for the Alchemy Sisters, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on Blog Talk Radio.
So hey everyone, we're back on Journey into the Light, and we are here with Master Stevens, and we are going to take a phone call to answer your question. Hi caller, you're live on the radio. What is your name? Caller? Okay. Caller, can you hear us? Well, we're going to take a second caller. Okay, area code 303.
Yes,
hello, caller, you're live on the radio. Hi.
Hi there. What kinds of
questions
do you take? I'm good.
Well, that's very good. We are answering questions to make breakthroughs inside your life, questions about your home, your family. And on today's show, I am the host, Jennifer Green, and with me as a guest is Master David Stevens. Tell us your first name and where you're calling from.
My name is Allison. I call from Arizona. First time to talk to you and hear the show.
Nice. Allison, what is your most important question on your mind?
I would say moving, finding a new place, the right place to live.
Your question is, will you move? When you move, when will you move and will you move? Right, Allison?
No. The question is just about locating the right place to live.
You locating?
Where do you want to live?
Yeah, because I can't understand the question.
Well, I've already moved.
Oh, okay, good.
Moved out. But I'm not living anywhere. Because for various reasons. So I'm not living, I'm kind of just in between spaces, I guess you could say.
I understand.
I can't continue to do that indefinitely. At some point I'm gonna have to, you know, have an actual place to live.
Well, Allison, I could definitely tell you that you are in transition at the present moment in your life. And because you're in transition, almost like metamorphosis, your spirit is choosing what makes you feel happy. And I feel this is a moment for you to have to reflect inside yourself to kind of ask, where do you want to go? You have to set an intention. Because what I feel off your energy, Allison, is that your spirit is almost going with the flow. And for people who don't know, going with the flow, you're not giving any direction for your life. You have to set a direction. You have to focus on something because whatever we focus on, we attract. You understand?
Yes, I do.
And I definitely feel that you're on a spiritual journey to find inner peace with God. And I feel we're in August right now. I feel before the end of August, you will have good news and you will know where you are supposed to be at. Now, my host for today is also intuitive. So before you go, Allison, I want to ask David, and yes, I do put my guest on the spot. So if you're coming on the show, I'm going to put you on the spot and stretch your mind a little bit. Do you feel you have anything you want to add or share to Allison?
Yeah, sure. There's been a whole lot of talk about flow lately. Just like all over the place. There's always a topic seems to be going around that becomes trendy. And like she said, if you're not given direction, you can't push the river. The river's going to go where it's going to go. But you've got a hold of that rudder, all right, of where or not you want to smack a tree or you want to keep going on down the river a little bit. So you really got to find your own flow, not somebody else's. If you feel stopped up and dammed up, then you've obviously gotten out of your place. So if you're in that transition, what's the benefit of it? It's going to be within your attitude as to how you feel and what you make it, because you're attracting that to yourself. So other people think we have to do something first to change the emotion. You really have to change the emotion first.
You have to change first.
Start making yourself happy. Start seeing where it is you want to be. Like, most people can tell you everything that they don't want.
Absolutely.
Most people never tell you what they want because they don't really know. So if you want to know where it is you're going to live next, that's why the first thing I ask you is, where do you want to live?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my answer.
Yeah, there's some good, there's various options, and they all have their pros and cons, So I'm not really looking, just kind of curious that I'm not even sure I'm going to stay in the state or I might leave the state. It's just many, many question marks and not a whole lot of answers at this time, and those answers need to come pretty soon, though, because it's that's just the way it is.
Yes. Allison, I would love to possibly speak to you after the show privately, because I do feel you're going through some very personal, deep transition that I feel it's a little too personal for the radio. So I'm going to give you out the number, and for everyone else who's listening and even here too, you can the number you can call in and to myself and have a reading is 615-944-9707. At 615-944-9707. And you hold on to that, and I'm going to go ahead and mute you, and you can listen to the rest of the show. Allison, I wish you nothing but good things, and I hope you take your advice we gave you to your heart, and God bless you, Allison.
Thank you.
So we have another caller, and this is area code 703. Hi, caller.
Hello.
You're live on the radio. Hi, how's it going?
Hello. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're so awesome.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So tell us, what is your first name and where you're from?
My name is Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Great. Andrea, I'm so glad you guys called in today. Go ahead and tell us the most important question on your mind.
I was just kind of seeing where you think this particular relationship is going that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
should we have to rephrase it?
Do you see this? But he's supposed to get a promotion and move out of state, so do you still think he's going to go out of state, or do you think he'll end up staying here in the area?
Hey, Allison, have you called in before by any chance?
I don't know. I might have.
Maybe. So tell me the question. What would you like?
Well,
to
our relationship our relationship is good. We've had a really good, kind of like a rocky thing a couple weeks ago, but everything is really good. It's kind of even, but he's had a lot of stuff on his mind, and he has supposed to move and then not supposed to move, and I'm not really sure if he's going to, take this particular promotion. He's supposed to go move out of state, and it's been postponed again and again, and I don't know if, he really wants to go.
Okay. Allison, I'm going to share something that I feel your spirit needs to. So, and this is a universal message. So everyone, go ahead and turn up your radio, turn up your phone, because I'm going to say it extra loud, and I know Master Stevens is going to say yes. When someone is staying in the frame of mind of worry, and you think about that all day long, you are worrying about things that are not even in the present time. You're worrying about things that has not yet even and may probably never even come in your life. And worrying is much because you are a worrier. I feel it and I sense it. You are absolutely a worrier. But you are worried about all the things that's not even happening. And if we concentrate, this word goes back again to live in the moment. The present moment is peace because what we get is what we focus on. So if we're focusing on worry, we're going to get worried.
Well, 80% of the stuff that you worry about never happens anyway.
Right.
Everything literally is brought about by consciousness and your will. Think about this for a moment. If you think back to something that's bothering you, your imagination is literally recreating that event that's causing a present moment. If you're looking into the future, you're doing the same exact thing. That's why being in the now is where you read the most by what's going on. So how it is you're – truthfully, I think you've got deeper concerns than whether it's going to move or not. The first thing I felt is there is turmoil going on. The turmoil is not settled, and worry won't change it. Communication is where it comes in, you know, and what we really want. That's probably where I'd start with if I was you, is sit down and have an honest communication. It has nothing to do about a job. It has nothing to do. Yeah. It has to do with you and the person you're involved with. It's like, hey, look, this is how I feel. How do you feel? And it's not as much as what a person says. It's what they're doing. Pay attention to that because some people's words and communications are different. They may be thinking differently than you think. So, the fear and the worry does you no good. It's useless because if it can be fixed, no need to worry. And if it can't be fixed, worry won't do you any good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I everything happens for a reason. You're here on the air for a reason. Everyone's listening to this for a reason. There's a where the universe is in the middle of a shift, a universal shift. We're going into the age of Aquarius.
Oh, yeah, Mercury retrograde. I know all about that.
So, unfortunately, this is definitely not just retrograde. This is a universal shift that's going on. And we're going into Aquarius, and it's almost as if the universe hit a dead zone. This is the best way for me to explain it. Almost like we lost Wi-Fi. Our spirit has a lot of worry, anxiety, and it's probably going to be around, unfortunately, for the next 2 or 3 weeks as we shift through the universe. So lots of prayer, lots of affirmation, lots of meditation, and word of advice I'm going to give you. Make for sure, before you have a serious conversation with your sweetheart, feed him. Do not feed him. If you're going to have a serious conversation, not just with the guy, but with anyone, feed them.
No one knows it anymore. I mean, that's huge. That is really huge.
Feed them.
The mind's not acting right. Once you
kick up the endorphins, get it on your side. Feed. You're having a serious conversation with someone. I don't care what it is. Feed them. The heart is inside the stomach. I do believe that. So here we are live on Blog Talk Radio, live coming at you from Nashville. And we have another commercial for you. And make sure if this is your first time, go ahead and like and subscribe and follow. You guys too. Here you go.
Sundays at 5 p.m., DPR presents Spiritual Awakening, a live and lively podcast that features amazing psychics, mediums, and more. And of course, there's free calls for listeners like you. Tune in at 5 p.m. Eastern for Spiritual Awakening, DPR presents.
The phone lines are open. The number is 424-258-9300. Call now.
Everyone, we are live here at Blog Talk Radio, Journey into the Light, Chapter 2. And if this is your first time listening to us on Blog Talk Radio or on Instagram, go ahead and like, subscribe, and follow so you can catch us back again next week as we do another show. So with us on today's show, if you're just tuning in, is myself. My name is Jennifer Green. I'm Nashville's astrologer. I have been, this is where we kind of compete in lineage. So I've never met anyone like that before, by the way. So for years and years, I counted that I was a fifth generation for probably most of my life. Up until about 2 years ago, my grandfather did another recount. I'm eighth generation mystic. All the knowledge has been passed down by story, and that's how it always been. Knowledge so sacred, it was passed down so sacred that the knowledge was kept just for the just for our tribe, for our lineage. And over the last year and a half, I'm breaking all the rules and sharing everything with you guys because it's time. So I'm honored to be here with my guest, Master David Stevens, which is a now seven.
In the Ings family, Shaolin.
That is amazing. So how does someone become a seventh? Because is that almost like a black belt, like a seven-degree black belt?
That's like black belt times seven.
Black belt times seven.
Yeah, the highest you can go is 10. There is no higher than that. Yeah. But even that, like, okay, that normally, like, when rank is talked about, but that is in the Ing family. That's the Delta arts. But my main forte is Southern Praying Mantis Kung Fu, and it has no belts. It's like boxing. You train your hands, they get good. You don't train, they don't get good. But where the interaction here is really cool is the arts. My lineage is under Master Jin Fu Mark. So I'm sixth generation. He's the fifth generation master, so I'm sixth generation underneath him learning. And going through the Shin Gong with Master Mark, which is the spirit work, I went through ceremony with him. And through that, you learn that the journey, everything else is outward, but when you go Shin Gong, you go inward. And so you're tending it like a garden every day. Mm-hmm. So it's really, it's amazing. It really is. And then what's funny is, just having a conversation, you bring your son into my school. You know, as a kid, my grandmother used to take me up and down Gallatin Road, and there was this big metal hand with light bulbs in it, you know, as you go up and down for the you know, it's like, oh, the psychic lady over here, you know, like, and it's just funny that, like, that's your grandmother,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my grandmother.
It's just funny how, like, you know, I believe that when the time comes to pass line up to further the knowledge. So, and you know what? It's always pointing back at the sun. Like Bruce Lee said, it's like a finger pointing its way to the moon. But do not focus on the finger or you'll miss all the heavenly glory. It's all pointing the same way. You know, even the first call on the spiritual side is to the east. We're calling to the east.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
So I'm going to kind of pick your brain for a minute a little bit.
Go ahead.
And so my question is, what is, and I know it's a lot, what is one of the things that you are most grateful that you've learned being a seventh generation, seventh degree? Is it 7 degree?
Yeah, okay, well, there are four arts that I teach, all right? The Ing family style Shaolin under Dr. Winglock Ing is kind of where it all began in years of practice. And then from there, a friend of mine introduced me to the Southern Praying Mantis Kung Fu, and that's where I primarily am with. There was an instructor named Louis Jack Mann that was in Kentucky and made his way to Philadelphia, and they both, him and Jin Fu Mark, both trained under Lam Sang, who was the fourth generation master that brought the art to the States.
Wow.
All right. So there's a lot. Okay, so this guy's over here, and then these guys are training Ing, and the families kind of unite. So you have two different versions of the same exact thing.
I understand that.
So the belted arts are a little more Americanization because a lot of when the Chinese came over here when the Boxer's Revolution, everything took place, and when you had in the 60s when karate was kind of really getting popular, a lot of the Chinese masters, no one knew what kung fu was.
Yeah.
So they would adopt the belting systems that they saw with a lot of the karate schools. And which is, you know, it's ranking, but at the end of the day, what does it really mean? It means to put a lot of time in, you know. And anything over fifth level, when you hit fifth level, you're a master in the art. You're an instructor at black belt level one, which takes a minimum of 5 years to even touch it. And then each one, it takes an amount of time. But fifth and above, I would say, is honorary. It goes in what the masters are believing you're putting back into the art.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It is an honor to have you on today's show, and I want to say thank you for being here.
Oh, I'm loving it, loving it. Thank you.
So this makes me ask another question now. So I'll ask if your art has gave the same type of information that I know. So I know from yoga and Tai Chi and martial art, our body moves in certain positions to balance us and connect us to the magnetic field of the earth.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Like their positions in they all match up. Like, you know, in the yoga practice, like I think it's Proud Warrior where the hands are out, like, you know, that are extended in this position,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, in the six healing sounds, Qigong for the stomach sound, you're doing the same thing, but you're making the vibration of who, you know, and you're vibrating that organ for help. Same thing. Like the tones when you're hitting the bells, the tuning forks,
mm-hmm.
that sound I make is the same vibration.
Yes, it is.
It's just being able to do it with my mouth like a singer, you know, same thing. It is singing, actually.
It is,
you know?
And that it is amazing because I do chakra balancing, chakra treatments on people using singing bowls,
mm-hmm.
Chakra tuning forks, and certain tones and frequencies. So that is amazing.
And going up or down, there's eight notes. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. And it just keeps going. Eighth is a repeat. So when you're doing the tuning forks, that's
mm-hmm.
the same thing. Re, mi,
yes.
fa, so, it goes right on up.
It's amazing. It is. Because and we're stretching everyone's mind. And if this is your first time tuning in, this show is for everyone. But higher thinkers on higher conscious levels will get this stuff a lot more easier than just beginners. Not that everyone is welcome. So I'm going to do a little bit of plug over here. So we are live coming at you from Nashville, and we are in East Nashville, Englewood area. And I have with me today Master David Stevens, who is the owner of can you pronounce it for me?
Shaolin Concepts, School of Martial Arts.
School of Martial Arts. 902 Hart Lane, Nashville, Tennessee, 37216. Can we go and have your phone number if anyone wants to call in or
without
your
website? Without a doubt,
mm-hmm.
615-228-1800. I try to make it real easy to remember, 615-228-1800. And if you go to karateandkungfu.com, you'll see my website. If you go from a land computer, because it's got flash, that's the best
mm-hmm.
way to see it. We are working on the mobile device version to get it up and running because a lot of the language has changed with all the mobile devices. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
going from it. They're not using flash nearly as much. Matter of fact, in some places, they're not using it at all. So,
mm-hmm.
But it's a good website.
Tell us a little bit how people can, are you on Facebook or Instagram or something for people to give you some shout-outs?
I am. Shaolin Concepts is on Instagram. I don't use it nearly enough, but since we're doing stuff like this, I guess I'm going to start plugging it in.
Yeah.
You know, what makes things a little more well-rounded. And I am on Facebook. You can check out David Stevens or Shaolin Concepts School of Martial Arts. But the best way to understand what I do is give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old-fashioned. I want to speak to you. I don't
right.
want to answer emails. I want to look at you face-to-face. 615-228-1800, and I will give you a complimentary lesson to come in and experience. You don't get to watch. You get to experience what it is that I do. And I'm very self-defense-oriented and based, and that's not just in a physical sense, but that's protecting your mind, your body, and your heart.
I love it. So, you guys, my son, he was in it for a whole entire month before his vacation came up. And I will say my kid went from an extremely lazy potato of a child to a little warrior in just a little moment. And I loved it. And he's standing up straight and tall, and his hands were flying behind his back. And my son is 11. And it's good discipline for the mind. I would say it's good discipline as a person because people, I still believe the zombie apocalypse is happening at the present time, except they have our skin. There it is. They're living in the screen. People killed off their humanity. I watched a movie, which is very rare for me to do. And I don't watch TV very much. I prefer to read a book. But I watched a movie with my son called Video One. And it is a newer show, and it's, of course, about a video game, and it's a Player One. I'm sorry, it's called Player One.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
It is.
That new Spielberg movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome. Awesome. It's a long movie. It's like 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long movie. But how this teenager and how all of these people in the world are truly living in a screen. Everything is inside a screen. Everything is artificial. It's a different world. It's they can get married there. They could have a friend there. They could look how they want to look. They could be who they want to be. Their name could be whatever. You can make a friend. It's a false reality of life. The only real reality of life we're going to have is in the real moment of now. And I want to remind people that everyone, we have 2 ears and 1 mouth. And it's our job to listen more than we speak. And for us to learn and grow. And I do believe that there is addiction in living in a false reality of life that hasn't been said yet. I'm bringing to awareness. If someone you love, especially your child, is going through an addicted to a false reality of life, here you go right now. You have not one, but you have two. Two teachers in front of you, two experts that can help bring you back to the reality of life. And not just let you live, but enjoy it. And you got to enjoy yourself. You need self-love. So whether you practice art of martial arts or yoga or tai chi or reading tarot cards or meditation, your spirit is stretching your mind. And that makes you happy. That makes you have peace. So here we are. We are live in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to have another commercial break. And actually, I have a treat for you guys. We had someone back on our show named Dylan Buchanan. You guys may have heard his show a few times. And he's an up and coming successful country artist here in Nashville. And we have his brand new single, and it's called Addicted to Drinking. So we are going to take the next 3 minutes while we are going to listen to this. We'll be right back. You guys stay here. Like, subscribe, and follow. Let's see some hearts on there. We need some hearts. And here is Dylan Buchanan. Addicted to Drinking. So you guys get to hear it live too. If you guys have some questions, we're going to look through the comments and see if there's any questions on here. Oh, there we go. We got some hearts. EPR presents. Where's the heat button? Wait. Come on. Here we go.
That's the Golden Table.
Right here at Liberace's Lounge.
And what you just now heard is a new single by Dylan Buchanan, I'm Not Addicted to Drinking. It is on YouTube. Go check him out. Facebook, YouTube, all of it. Dylan Buchanan has a lot of music out. And I predicted his success, and it's definitely going to be evolving as we speak. So if this is your first time in, go ahead and call in on today's show at 424-258-9300. That's 424-258-9300. And you could go ahead and call in and have a reading, a live session on today's show. And we are live on Instagram as well as Blog Talk Radio. And you can call in and have a session by myself and Master David Stevens here. So make sure you like, subscribe, and follow, and share. And depending on you guys to share, because our purpose in life is we have to help other people. And we have to help ourselves first, of course. We have to share knowledge with others. So on the break, we was talking about how people, we need to bring the awareness that people are addicted in a false reality of life. So I heard something I did not know before, which is kind of fascinating. You said that, people's addicted to their phones, of course, it's screens. When I mean screens, I'm talking all screens, any kind, video, TV, phone, video game. And you said back in the arcades, the games was, what did you say about that?
These home video systems versus like when people go to arcades back in the day. I loved that as a kid. It was social time. You had a pocket full of quarters, and them quarters was done, so would you.
Yeah.
But the games were designed for hand-eye coordination. Like the kids of today can't even hardly play them because they lose so quick, and then they're back at the beginning because you don't have all these buttons and resets. You got one quarter, you got three lives. Once it was over, the game is done. But after 3 minutes, they want you to deposit another quarter primarily. So that's kind of how it was pushed for socialization. But now it's more you're in the home. You're buying these expensive systems that are constantly being upgraded. But then those systems now are plugging in online to everybody else's systems. So why would you get together when you never have to leave where you're at? And then you can buy these characters and you just constantly spending money. But the one thing that you don't do in all this is you're seeing trees, you're running through forests, but you're not touching or experiencing anything.
Mm-hmm.
To put it down, to go outside for your feet to touch the grass, mm-hmm. and to really truly ground out and experience life. And you never know. It's just mm-hmm. we're in these moments.
Mm-hmm.
One thing here in Nashville, Tennessee, with the school and the way I do, I've really become appreciation for the right now. Back in March, my ex-wife and very best friend was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually trying to help somebody to get them off the drugs. And like a mad dog, he turned on her. He even went as far as trying to frame my stepson for the murder. So if you were in Nashville and heard about that, with Nicole Stevens in Madison, Tennessee, it's changed the way that I look at self-defense all the way around,
mm-hmm.
because if you just went to attack her or try to take her money or do something like that, she would take a plug out of you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, you would know. We even know or train, like, if you know that this is a no-win situation, claw the face up, take as much DNA as possible so at least they get caught, you know?
I never thought of that.
Yeah, so even the worst-case scenario, you're making sure they don't get away with it. But this was something different. This was, she went to borrow money to get him into rehab when she couldn't get the money and return back. He shot her. Very cowardly action. So what led her into this? Well, his need for help, and she wanted help him. But what happened was the precautions. He's on heroin. He's relapsed.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking steroids. All right? Good looking guy, a lot of charm, and then the last time before she was over, he pulled the gun on himself. The detective said he had a strew of these people in Chattanooga, all these girls saying, well, you just don't know how or who he is. So
yeah.
In this with your heart, I can teach you all these things, but if you're trying to help and you put yourself into a situation that you know you shouldn't be in trying to
mm-hmm.
help someone else, then where's the self-defense for your heart? Your heart can be deceived. People say, follow your heart. That's not the case. When
yeah.
someone goes, oh, I'm in love with a married man, I'm going to let, no, you're not. your imagination is creating up this scenario that is bad. So read it for what it is, and then protect, lead your heart. Yeah, all right, I need to get you in rehab. Let me call and make an appointment. I'll Uber you over there. I'm not going to take money out of my pocket to do it, but they'll find a way. There's free places and free clinics. But if this person keeps putting things off, you don't know the dangerous situation. How many times have you seen somebody on drugs or people that enable bad behavior?
Oh, yes.
You know, a kid that's addicted to the phone throws a big enough fit, instead of taking the phone away and busting it in front of them, they buy them a bigger phone. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I know that. That's what all the kids are doing, you know? No. The kids aren't even really communicating, you know, without electronic devices.
Right.
You know, get together, hang out. I miss the days of the bikes being out in front of the house. That's where everybody was, you know?
Yeah.
So.
People losing their survival skills.
Mm-hmm.
They're losing their survival skills. And I want to go back on what you said, David. And this came out for a reason. There is no coincidence, first of all. All of this has been divinely coordinated from the universe. And I'm going to speak mostly to you ladies, well, to everyone. Your gut instinct is never wrong. Your gut instinct is inside your stomach. The Greeks believed that we had two brains, and our main brain was inside our stomach, okay? And this... all you gotta do is listen, and I'm gonna ask. I have yet to hear a story where the gut instinct has been wrong.
No, your brain may make up what the gut instinct's trying to tell you, but that's the first warning. That's the red flag. That means, okay, this needs more attention. Once you separate yourself from the situation and analyze it before your brain gets into making up a story to basically entertain
survive.
The ego.
Yes.
You know, what you think you are, not what you really are.
Mm-hmm. We can go into some deep science parts. There is a lizard. You know, we have the lizard brain, which is a reptilian brain,
mm-hmm.
which is the oldest
brain.
Right back
to your reptilian mind.
And that's our survival mode. But our gut instinct is the true little feeling that we feel. That's when we know when someone's going to call, oh, it was right. Or we know it's going to bump into someone, or you think about someone, and then there they are. It's the gut instinct that you just feel it. And Or you say, I knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what people really forget with what she's talking about, we are spirits on a human journey, not the other way around.
Yeah.
You are already connected. You don't need screens and phones to do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're really in tune with other people, you're already picking that up.
Yes. And I remind people that it's time in doing therapy my whole life. I remind people, look to be mentally stimulated. You're looking for a partner, looking to who you spend time with, because we become the five people we're around. It's a fact. This is a fact in science. Pay attention to who you're giving your time to. And what made me bring this up is I want to give all the ladies a warning. If you don't feel that you are going somewhere where it is safe, don't go. Go somewhere public. You know, there's so much dating stuff now that you swipe and click and swipe,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know who you're meeting anymore. So you go to a public place. Don't go alone. And Master Stevens, you showed me something with a set of keys that will always stay in my mind. I'm actually going to get a set of keys to show you guys here on Instagram.
Oh, gladly show that, because there's a bad misconception to go around for years. Bad self-defense.
Just for safety reasons. And unfortunately, we live in a world where safety is now a priority with school and everything else. It's not what we want to do, but it's better to be safe than sorry. So here we are with a set of keys. This is for just pretty much anyone.
Let's talk about a false first. There's bad self-defense, which are techniques that have been taught for years that are urban legends or anything else that will cause a bigger problem. And this is one that I have seen that's taught everywhere, and it's so bad, and that's lacing the keys in between the fingers, so if you're attacked, you're going to give them a little whack and go running off, right? All right. Well, number one, these keys move in between the fingers, all right? These keys move in between the fingers, all right? So if you hit, all right, most people have theory and never dealt with violence, all right? So when violence is upon you, You're not going to, oh, I'm going to do my technique. You're going to be freaked out if all of a sudden this something just happens and takes place. Give me your wallet or get in the car or something of that nature, mm-hmm. right? So if I was to strike, I need to get back in my vehicle. Number one, these keys are going to cut my hand and not be nearly as effective. Then in my freak out moment, where's my car key?
Yeah.
Right? No.
Yeah.
All right. Most car keys nowadays, all right, is the same as the ignition key. So if I take that and pinch it, just like I'm going to put it in ignition, just I'm going to choke up on it just a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit on that hand from right here. If you reach out for me, whatever reason, if I'm heading to my car, I've already got it ready. I do this, all right? I'm 6'2", my big dude. I still do this. It's just smart. If the attack takes place, I'm taking that from here, and I'm dipping it and going right into where the trach is, right here on the throat or the eye. If you're reaching out for me,
mm-hmm.
all right, you're not protecting and covering that at the same time. Once I dig, or if you go for the eye is like a funnel. If you hit anywhere in it, it goes right on in. All right, from that moment, the adrenaline kicks in and causes you to squeeze the key tighter. Now, this is the key that goes in the door to unlock it, in the ignition to get away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, or the key that gets you into your house and shut the door, lock it to get to
safety.
Yeah, and to get your firearm.
Yeah. So this is such an amazing thing because there's a lot of, you know, there. Unfortunately, we're living in a society where people have lost they're killing off their humanity. They're doing gross things, nasty things. They're doing bad things to people. So we all have keys. We all have keys. So you all have a weapon. So take Master Stevens' advice, especially you ladies out there. I've heard it once, and it like permanently stood in my mind. And subconsciously, I guess it embedded in because I hold my keys like that now. When I know I'm walking out of a store to my car, I'm holding my keys like that because I know I don't have very much. I'm not a fighter, so I don't really have a lot to go on. But I got a set of keys, so I think that's really awesome and really safety, and that's really good to know. So to kind of maybe let everyone know about, they don't know the story, there has been justice on the murder.
Yeah, 3 days later, after him being a fugitive, he broke back into the house because they knew who it was. They had a warrant for his arrest. He shot himself after SWAT went in, and they, of course, he jerked and the SWAT shot him as well. But there's so much pain that's been left behind. So my thing is, if I can take a part of that and honor her by filling in these gaps, you know, where the caring, the helping, I don't want that being changed. It's the precaution, putting yourself into a situation that you may not get out of because, oh, he's this way. Oh, he's so sweet. When it all could literally be an act. If a man's playing with the gun, the last time he put the gun and pulled the gun on himself.
Yeah.
That's a big warning sign. Yeah. Don't. He's playing with a gun.
That's
but
a
there are
flag.
Some people that enable a situation that are literally go, he just needs me that much more. If that one person would just reach out and he was feeding that behavior,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And he definitely sounds like the personality type of a narcissistic.
Oh, without a doubt.
And they're energy vampire. They're very real. You've never heard of an energy vampire before. They are intentionally around you to take the energy from you. And after that conversation, after that meeting, you feel miserable. No matter how positive you are and are conditioned to be positive, you will feel horrible. You will feel drained. There is such thing as energy vampires. So I want to remind people some with all the changes going on inside the universe. And this is not just for some signs. This is for everyone. Pay attention who you're around, who you're giving yourself, who are you giving your time to. It is a time in the universe where we are going to the age of Aquarius, where our Christ consciousness will rise. And as we know, the last time that this even took place was during the time that Jesus himself was born. So we're raising levels of higher consciousness, so people starting to realize they have all these psychic abilities. And I know because I'm getting them and I'm training them. So if you have some psychic abilities, you can't understand what's going on, you need to have some balance, you can call in, have a private session with myself. I go by appointments or come in to see me, 615-944-9707. That's 615-944-9707. We have about around about 10 minutes, so we can still take another caller or a question here on Instagram. The number to call in is 424-258-9300. So, Master Stevens, would you go ahead and give out your contact information again? So if you guys are listening, we're live from Nashville, in East Nashville, with Master Stevens and his school.
We're at 902 Heartline, Nashville, Tennessee, 37216. The phone number is 615-228-1800. Once again on that, 615-228-1800. KarateAndKungFu.com is the website. I would suggest that you need to go from a LAN computer if you're going to see that because of the flash. So we are working on the mobile device, getting it up and running. But the phone number, call me, set an appointment. Come see what we do. Because it's more than punching and kicking. That's taught so quick. But everything is connected. You know, just like this shop that she's got right here from the lineage from her grandmother. It's a beautiful shop right here. She's great at what she does. And the lineage from me being a kid, seeing her grandmother's shop, and then we're here and I've got my shop and you've got your shop. And then these conversations. And my friend, David Whitley, the Iron Tamer, who is my kung fu partner. He trains under Wim Hof, the Iceman, bending the steel, trained from Dennis Rodge and Slim the Hammer Man. He'll be performing at the Wilson County Fair. So if you see that man, the Iron Tamer, Dave Whitley, at the Wilson County Fair, was it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this weekend?
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
He's gonna be there. So that's another aspect, teaching the same thing, the energy through the psychic, energizing the body, and learning the sacred geometry for self-defense and just how to live your life and see everything's connected rather than caught up in a phone where you don't see anything but what someone's feeding you.
Exactly. If everyone would change their expectations to their appreciations, your life would change truly in a moment. Do your guys' best not to get caught up in the chaos of worry. Don't get stuck in the current of worry. We are human beings. We will worry. We will get upset. It's just like the earth and the storms that we get. One day it may rain, and we have hail, and we'll have a storm. Like a few weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, I seen my very first fiery tornado. Didn't even know they exist in human life. Did you see that?
Where was the setting?
It was where all the wildfires. I caught it on the news.
You were telling me about it. I didn't see it, but okay, that's pretty cool.
Fiery tornado. It did. I have to say, it looked cool. Like, it truly looked like hell on earth. So we're at an age in time where time is changing so much. History, we are evolving. And with everything evolving, it's important that we discover who we are, find out who we are. We are made in the eyes of the Creator. It is our job here on earth to create. And when we don't create, we are basically withering. We're withering away. It is our job to be the best person we can be. Don't give your time to someone that does not want your time. Because I will say this, people get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want something, you're going to get it.
Now, within that, there's a power of be careful. Once again, like I said, don't focus on what you don't want. Because when you resist and push against that, focus on what you want and head that direction so you have your own flow heading for it. But if you're resisting, pushing against, you match the energy of what you don't want because you're pushing against it. Then you become that. You vibrate at that.
Yeah.
You know, that's why if you don't want to be a certain, don't be around that. Don't accept that. Don't focus on that. Focus on what you want.
Peace and happiness is about discipline as well. Discipline within your own self. It's about being okay to do things you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you need to do it, and you find a peace in it, success. You guys, we have about 5 minutes left. We're still taking your questions. You can call in on today's show. The number to call in right now is 424-258-9300. That's 424-258-9300. Here on Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and like, subscribe, follow. You follow Master David Stevens, and I will. And the correct spelling for his Facebook is SHAOLIN Concept, CONCEPTS, Facebook. Go and follow it. He has some motivational, inspirational videos showing you some. How do I want to kind of explain that? Giving them.
I'll give an idea as a self defense right now. You know, come in and learn it directly. If you come in the complimentary class right out the gate, we schedule by appointments, and you come in, that way you get some one on one quality time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Mein Lin needs to master Jin Fung Mark. It goes all the way back. He was a Shaolin monk.
That's amazing.
And then he, when he came to New York City, Chinatown, he trained with Lum Sang, who was the fourth generation master of Southern Praying Mantis Kung Fu, and then he became the fifth. He is still alive, living in St. Paul, Minnesota. So if you can, you can check that out or Google Master Jin Fung Mark, G-I-N-F-O-N-M-A-R-K. And that's my Sifu. That's I call him my Chinese grandpa. Love
yeah.
him. He's just awesome.
So do you think you could put that at the bottom? It'll end up turning it a link if someone doesn't know how to spell that. You're the gentleman you just now said.
Like Jin, like the drink, G-I-N.
Okay,
Foo, like Foo Fighters with an N on it. Oh, yeah. You actually type, okay, Jin, space.
I think I have to put it at. Okay. Well, is this on Facebook?
I just Google it. He's under Master Jin Fung Mark. You can find him on there.
Master?
Uh-huh. Jin Fung Mark. G-I-N-F-O-O-N.
F.
Yeah, F-O-O-N. Then, yeah, not that. Then that's Mark,
M-A-R-K.
M-A-R-K. Yeah.
Okay, there you guys go. And we're going to put yours on here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Your website.
KarateAndKungFu.com.
Hey, everyone. I'll let you do that. I'll let him text message. So here we are. There's a selfie of text messaging here on Instagram. Live text. Live text messaging here on Instagram.
All right. I think that's it there. Okay.
Yeah, there's some link, and we're going to put your phone number on here. So if you are not from Nashville, if you are not from Nashville and you want to check out some really cool videos and some amazing stuff, there we go, for self-defense, check it out. There's information on there. Let's go and put your name under. David, I'll let you do that too. Live text, watch David text message here on Instagram Live. On Journey Back Into Light. So make for sure you guys like, subscribe, and follow. And if most of all, I want to share for today to let everyone know that it is our job as human beings to be good role models.
Yes, I post.
Post. See how many people it takes to do text messages. It's a whole system.
Too busy living out in the world right now.
We're living out in the world. So I want to end the show with everyone. Be kind to yourself. Truly, honestly love yourself. This is a time in the universe, a time in history. The world is in chaos. We got to look inward. Got to find inner peace and love yourself. Really, really love yourself, because when you love yourself, that love overflows onto everything around you, and your perception of life gets a whole lot more easier. And you have two ways to look at your life. Well, many ways, but two mostly. You could choose to look at it from a certain level, or you choose to look at it from the best level. Which way are you looking at your life? David, go ahead and I'll ask you to close this out.
All right. A couple things that kind of just right off of what you said right there. A really good book to pick up if you would like. Let's say you're beginning this. Where do I start? You know, if you've got years of study, I've got years of study. A lot of times we speak in a language that you're not going to understand unless you've been studying this. So a good place to start, there's an excellent book called Power Versus Force by David Hawkins. All right, excellent book, which talks about the vibrational energies of where you're at, where the lowest vibration being shame and the highest one being enlightenment. The three top is love, joy,
one
and
second.
Enlightenment.
We're coming right back. Oh, we got fortune viewers. Okay. Save it, share it, and we'll come right back. So
okay.
We're still on air. Let's do one more, so we'll let you. Here we go.
All right, should I say that again?
Go ahead and say the book. So here's a book, everyone. So
a great one to get started in this kind of work to understand vibration. It'll explain it in a way that right out the gate you'll understand it. You'll also see where you're at on the vibrational levels. Called Power Versus Force by David Hawkins. Amazing book. Can't suggest it enough. Great place to start. But with that, she's closing us out. I want to salute everybody.
Peace, love, and light.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Everyone, we are signing out. We had a great show. I hope y'all come back, and we could say y'all because we're from Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. We got yep. Southern accent.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
There you go. Y'all come back now, you hear? Peace, love, and light. We're out. Bye. Okay. So everyone on Blog Talk Radio, I want you guys to have an awesome night. And make for sure to like, subscribe, and follow. And come back here next week, Monday, 7 o'clock Central, live here on Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn your real talents. Learn what to focus on, then change your perspective. Regain those divine intentions. Be empowered by what life throws at you. This is A Journey Back into the Light, hosted by Jen Green. Come and discover who you really are and set free your passions.